What's going on, everybody? Beast Child back in the house, coming at you with T-double-H-O-P, the half hour of power with Beast Child. And today is Thursday, you know what that means. It's fantasy football day. I'm going to be giving you the pops, chops, drops, shops, and cops for this upcoming week in the NFL. I'm not going to tell you the obvious plays, but I'm going to give you some key matchups you're going to want to look out for. And I'm going to help you win this week in fantasy football. Here we go. Now, before we can get into the weekend that was and the weekend that will be in fantasy football, let me give you the four ways to get in contact with the show. Send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com. Add the show on MySpace, myspace.com/the_half_hour_of_power. Or add me on Skype, beastchild09. Or, of course, you can always visit the almighty website, thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. So let's get right into fantasy football with the ops from the weekend that was and the weekend that will be, fantasy football style. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? Beast Child here, coming at you with T-double-H-O-P, and we have a special guest on the phone with us. Ice Campbell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sick. Okay, we're going to get to the Fantasy Football Week 9 Ops. Today is Thursday, November 1st, and we're going to be giving you the Fantasy Football for Week 9. So I'm going to be giving you the pops, that's who you pop into your lineup, the chops, who you want to take off, the drops, chop off your roster, the shops, who you want to look for on the waiver wire or trade, and the cops is who you want to be looking out for. So, let's get right into the cops. We got, we got three quarterbacks, three running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, and a defense. S. Campbell, give me the three quarterbacks.
Three quarterbacks, Jason Campbell from Washington, Brett Favre from the Green Bay Packers, and Phillip Rivers from the San Diego Chargers.
Okay, let's start off with the first guy on the list, Jason Campbell, a very favorable matchup against the New York Jets. We know the Jets are struggling right now. They're at, 1-7, 1-6. I think they've had their bye already. But Jason Campbell, he was on my chops last week, and rightfully so. I mean, he played against the New England Patriots. They only got one touchdown in the fourth quarter. But now they're playing against the Jets, and this is going to be a very interesting game. Ice Campbell, tell me about Brett Favre. Tell me about what he did last night, on Monday night.
Well, Brett Favre, he had an impressive game, and he tore up that Denver defense with over 300 yards, and I think he was like 31 for 36, somewhere around there.
Wait, what was the what defense did he tear up?
Denver.
Yes, that is for all of you new listeners, that is Ice Campbell's homer team, if I may. Now let's go to the third guy. It's Phillip Rivers. A lot of people talking about him having a good game because, of course, San Diego playing against that weak Minnesota pass defense. So, Phillip Rivers, let's get into this guy. So Vikings, as we know, I mean, they always have an elite run defense. I believe their run defense right now is third in the NFL, 74.4 per game. But their pass defense, dead last, number 32. They allow 288 yards per game. Ice Campbell, any insight on how Phillip Rivers, what he's going to do?
Well, Phillip Rivers, out of all the quarterbacks this upcoming week, I believe he's going to have the biggest day against that pass defense, which, like you said, is 32nd in the league.
Yeah, with new weapons, Chris Chambers, and of course Antonio Gates and LT already there. I mean, I wouldn't expect LT to have the biggest day. He's certainly not one of my chops, but you got to pop him in there. But Phillip Rivers may be able to take advantage of this 2-5 Minnesota defense. Now let's move on to the pops at running back. I'll give you the three. It's Marshawn Lynch. He is Buffalo. And then Kevin Jones from Detroit and Fred Taylor at Jacksonville. The Buffalo Bills playing against another weak defense is the Cincinnati Bengals. Ice Campbell, tell me about Marshawn Lynch, the Cal alum.
Well, Marshawn's going to be at home, and he's going to be going up against Cincinnati, obviously. And, you can look for him to have a pretty good game. I don't think he's going to do anything special. He'll probably have a touchdown. probably get up to around 80 yards, but we're still looking for him to get his first, you know, really breakout game, you know, over 100 yards, couple TDs.
Yeah, well, I definitely expect him to do better than he has. You know, this may be, in my opinion, this may be his best game of the year. He has 4 touchdowns on the season with 3.6 per carry. He's pretty consistent. He's gone up against some pretty tough run defense. I mean, last week it was the Jets, but before that it was Baltimore, and then before the bye they were also playing against some of those tougher defenses. And Marshawn Lynch consistently putting up pretty good numbers, especially if you have him as number 2 or in the flex. Kevin Jones, coming off that big injury, he is the second pop at running back from Detroit. The Detroit Lions are going up a Denver defense, and from what we saw before last Monday, we knew that the Denver pass defense was elite in the league with Champ Bailey and Dre Bly, but clearly they were having some injury problems. But this week, I see Kevin Jones really going off against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, you can really run against this Denver defense, especially the way they've been playing lately. I mean, you thought the pass defense was one of the best, but the run defense hasn't been the best either. Detroit also has that passing attack with John Kitna and their new wide receivers they got. They're very young.
Calvin Johnson, Roy Williams, yeah, go on.
That definitely can open up the run for them when Denver doesn't expect it.
Yeah, we saw Tatum Bell earlier in the year, obviously, starting off Kevin Jones coming off that that big injury that he had last year that they put him on IR. But now he's really going off and looking like the Kevin Jones of old. And now the third running back of the list, Fred Taylor, a quarterback that I really liked coming into this season. Of course, he splits carries with Maurice Jones-Drew, but Ice Campbell, give me some insight on Fred Taylor and how he's doing.
He's been doing pretty well, but this year he's going up against a New Orleans team who has been coming back from an 0-4 start, and
yeah,
they're really starting to heat it up and looking hot, and you can look for them to win their 4th straight game here at home against Jacksonville, especially with them having their, you can say, 3rd string quarterback, Quinn Gray.
Yeah, so a little preview of what's to come in Ice Campbell's picks, but yes, New Orleans going up against Jacksonville, as we know, Quinn Gray playing in place of injured quarterback David Garrard, so clearly that's going to hurt the Jacksonville team. But in reality, fantasy football style, you're going to want to start Fred Taylor because they're going to be relying on him heavily. And obviously, you want to start Maurice Jones-Drew. I just feel like he's a week to week. If you have him, start him. But Fred Taylor is one of those guys that you might be on the edge, so you might want to pop in Fred Taylor this week against a New Orleans Saints defense. I mean, yeah, Ice Campbell said it. They started off 0-4. Now that this week with the Carolina loss, they could be looking at first place in the division. But it's this defense hasn't exactly been their biggest asset. It's definitely their offense. So look for Fred Taylor. Now let's get to the 3 wide receivers. Ice Campbell, give me the 3.
3 wide receivers: Lee Evans from Buffalo, Chris Chambers from the San Diego Chargers, and Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, of course. Let's start off at the top of the list. It's Lee Evans. These are in no particular order. I mean, obviously they're sorted by position, but these 3 guys, just 3 guys you might want to look at. So let's take a look at Lee Evans. Lee Evans of the Buffalo Bills, he's going up against Cincinnati, the team that we talked about with, Marshawn Lynch going up against that weak defense? Well, he's going up too. He's going to be matched up against mainly Delta O'Neal this week, over on that right side, but he will also see some looks against rookie cornerback Leon Hall, who we saw drafted in the first round out of Michigan. So, I mean, Hall, he did have an interception against Brady. We've seen him have some highlights on Monday Night Football, but we could see Buffalo, really take advantage of this weak defense. And with Trent Edwards out, J.P. Lewisman in, do you have any insight on Lee Evans or what happened last week? Ice Campbell.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how J.P. Lewisman performs this upcoming week after Trent Edwards has been in there for a while. I mean, Trent's been doing a pretty good job for backup quarterback, his rookie season. And, it could have been either or. I mean, putting either quarterback in there. They're doing, both doing pretty much.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, J.P. Lewisman started all of last year and the year before that, J.P. Lewisman to Lee Evans combination. That was lethal at times last year, and we really saw some good highlights on SportsCenter on Monday mornings. But Then Trent Edwards came in because Lotisman was struggling. The rookie out of Stanford, he gets injured. Now Lotisman's back. He's looking to, you know, kind of take over the job. I don't know that he's really going to take this job back over because the future of Buffalo, obviously they're rebuilding. I mean, they are 3-4, but there's no way they're going to catch up to the Patriots at 8-0 in this division. I mean, take a look at this division real quick. Let's just take a pause here. The New England Patriots at 8-0. The second best team is 3-4. The Jets are 1-7, and the Miami Dolphins are 0-8. Other than the Patriots, this division has 4 wins. That's pretty crazy. So, Ice Campbell, tell me about Chris Chambers, the newest San Diego Charger.
Yeah, he used to be a Miami Dolphin, but you know, now in San Diego, he's got Philip Rivers passing him out the ball. Philip is obviously going to do a lot better than whoever Miami had last year. I mean,
yeah, so it was a combination of Trent Green and Dante Culpepper. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, but so. He should have a lot more productive season this season with Philip Rivers at the helm.
Yeah.
And, you know, this upcoming game, he should do well. He's going up against Minnesota, who, you know, has the worst pass defense in the league, and he should be able to get open, catch a few touchdowns, you know?
Right, yeah. We talked about Philip Rivers going into the pops, and if the quarterback's going to do well, you know, he has to throw it to someone, and of course, Chris Chamber may be catching a couple of those touchdown passes in the San Diego Chargers victory, if you know what I'm saying. Let's go to the next wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals. Okay, so originally, I was on the edge about Larry Fitzgerald. I have him on a couple fantasy teams, but I really think he's going to do better than a lot of people think, because this Tampa Bay defense, I don't know, I feel like they were kind of, last week they played against the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, they lost that game against a backup quarterback. Before that, they lost the Detroit Lions. So, you know, originally I was even thinking of putting Larry Fitzgerald as a chop, but now that I look at it, I mean, Jacksonville with a backup quarterback took advantage of him. Obviously, Kurt Warner, even with a bionic arm, I assume, is better than Quinn Gray. So I really expect Larry Fitzgerald to have a pretty good game. Kurt Warner is at better health than he was last week, and I see the Arizona Cardinals going in and finding Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, it may be with Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin, it's really 1A, 1B. You never really know who's going to catch the touchdown pass, but, you know, when in doubt, just go ahead and throw him in there. So now let's move to the tight end. Give me the tight end pop.
Tight end is Jeremy Stephens from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, Jeremy Stephens. Many of you, I even brought this up to Hobbs. He didn't even realize Jeremy Stephens was still in the league. But yes, he is not, in fact, with the Seattle Seahawks, obviously, in an off-season move. Now he is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and now he, you know, he has definitely a better a better matchup this week with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the Arizona Cardinals, this matchup that we're still talking about. And Arizona Cardinals, I don't really see too much in this defense. Stevens caught a touchdown pass last week, so he kind of grabbed my attention. So that's Jeremy Stephens. If you have him, start him. If you have Dallas Clark or Antonio Gates, don't get rid of him to put in this guy. But I don't know. If you're looking for a tight end, maybe bye week trouble. Now let's go to the defense. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're playing on Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. S. Campbell, take it away.
Pittsburgh defense is obviously one of the best in the league, and they're lethal. They got all the playmakers out there.
Right.
If they've been stopping the run, they've been stopping the pass. I mean, what they did against the 49ers, I almost cried, but
yes, and now they're going up against Ravens offense that, of course, is struggling, as much as this pains me to say it. But my Ravens, you know, of course, they're having injury troubles. Steve McNair will be out. They'll have Kyle Buller in. In my opinion, Buller a better quarterback, but I don't know that he's had enough time to really get in sync with his wide receivers. Willis McGahee, of course, having a career season here. I believe he's top five, maybe even top three rushing so far. Don't quote me on that. But Derek Mason, their only real passing threat to this point. Obviously, Demetrius Williams brings some speed and a deep threat, but he still has zero touchdowns on the season. If anyone's gonna beat the Steelers, it's gonna be a good team. It's not gonna be the Ravens offense. I mean, I'm talking about offense versus defense, not the game, because you'll see that tomorrow, if you know what I'm saying. So, Baltimore offense, not too good, and the Steelers defense, pretty good. So, that is that start the Steelers defense. Now let's get to the chops. We got three quarterbacks, three running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, and a defense. Give me the three running backs, Ice Campbell.
The three running backs are Deshaun Foster, Jarius Norwood, and Jamal Lewis. And three quarterbacks are Vince Young from Tennessee, John Kitna, Detroit, and Drew Brees from New Orleans.
All right, let's start off with the quarterbacks. We got Vince Young of Tennessee. Not normally a very good fantasy quarterback. I've heard a few people on different radio shows and whatnot saying that they're disappointed with Vince Young in fantasy this year. I mean, you can't really expect too much. He's a quarterback that wins games, you know? He's, I would compare him to Brett Favre because, you know, he just goes out there and wins, but Brett Favre gets yardage. Granted, he throws interceptions, but he can give you some decent fantasy points. Vince Young, you know, he's going to rush the ball. He's going to have ugly games. As we saw last week, what was it, a 13-9 victory against Oakland? I mean, those are the games that you can pretty much expect from Vince Young. Now he's going up against a Carolina defense with a beast of a defensive line, J. Pep, Julius Peppers, and Rucker in there. They're going to be roughing them up. They've got the cornerbacks Ken Lucas and Chris Gamble, and a beautiful secondary, of course. The linebackers are top-notch. Vince Young really isn't going to have anywhere to run, and they're going to struggle. Okay, they may come out with a victory. They may come out with an ugly one, as they have many times this season, but this isn't a fantasy guy. This isn't a fantasy quarterback. It's where the difference lies between fantasy and reality quarterbacks. Any other insight on Vince Young, and then you can move on to John Kitna.
Well, I mean, Vince Young had that injury a little back earlier, and that's one of the reasons why he wasn't able to be as mobile as he used to be, and, you know, that's a strong point, being able to move out of the pocket, you know, make the defense think he's going to run and pass it, or, you know, pump fake, run that ball. So, you know, that's what he's been struggling with lately.
All right, let's move on to John Kitna. Ice Campbell, continue.
John Kitna from Detroit, he's been having pretty much a good season like we expected him to do. I didn't really think he was going to have a great season, but Beast Child there, you know, informed me on it.
Of course, of course. But this week, yes, he's going against that Denver defense. Now, from what we thought last week, this Denver pass defense was going to be very good. They weren't because of injuries, but despite the John Kitna great season that he's having, they're halfway to the 10 wins he predicted. I really don't think he's going to have too great a game this week because Champ Bailey, I feel like he's going to be at full strength. You know, last week we saw him get burned by rookie James Jones.
He was injured.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's clearly not a characteristic thing for Champ Bailey to do, and I feel like he's going to be at full strength this week. I think they have him injured as probable. Listed as probable he's probable with a quadricep injury. So that is I feel like he's going to be better, and he's definitely going to go to work against Roy Williams. However, something that might work in John Kitna's favor is John Lynch's injury. We saw him on Monday night get injured. It was a big hit to them over the top. He is questionable with a neck injury, but regardless, this Denver Broncos team has a lot to play for on defense. They're 3-4 right now, and this Detroit Lions team, they're at home. But I don't see John Kitna doing too much. You know, if he's your only option, you gotta start him. But if you have other people, go ahead and put him on your bench. Drew Brees, Ice Campbell, last week he had a great game against our local San Francisco 49ers. But tell me what he's gonna do this week against Jacksonville.
Well, last week he obviously gained a lot of confidence against the 49ers. He had way over 300 yards, 31 for 36, much like Brett Favre's game against Denver. And he was able to get the ball out to Marquise Colston twice in that game, and Marquise Colston had over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a great game. Brees, he's not going to have as good of a game as against the Niners, but you can look for him to get, you know, maybe 1 or 2 touchdowns, over 200 yards, and he should be doing pretty well since they're on a roll right now.
Okay, well, clearly Ice Campbell disagrees with me, but I'll tell you why I think the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, he does bring up a good point, but he had a great game against San Francisco 49ers, but this Jacksonville defense, very good. We saw what they did to Indianapolis Colts. I mean, they put up a fight in the first half, and granted, they only scored 7 points. That's because of their offense, though. They did things to the Indianapolis Colts that, you know, only a couple other teams were able to do, and as we'll see this week with the Patriots, we'll see what they can do to shut down the Colts offense. But the Jacksonville secondary with Rasheen Mathis, he pretty much shuts down half the field. Donovan Darius, the veteran safety in there, he really, you know, he's just a threat in the running game, and especially in the pass. I just really like Jacksonville's defense. I still think that they're a little bit underrated in you know, overall perception of the media. So now let's move on to the running backs. Those quarterbacks, I don't know. I mean, I kind of went off on a limb on a few of them because they are pretty good running quarterbacks. But now let's get to the running backs and the wide receivers, guys that I honestly think are going to have pretty bad games. Let's start off with Deshaun Foster of the Carolina Panthers. Ice Campbell.
Deshaun Foster, I haven't really heard his name much this season, so, I mean, obviously if you have him on your lineup, there's a lot better running backs out there to grab than him. I'm not seeing him doing much this week. I mean,
he's going up against that vicious Tennessee defense, and this team is known for winning those ugly games.
Very true.
Okay, now let's move on to Jerry Snorwood of the ATL Falcons. He is going up against our San Francisco 49ers. Now, their pass defense didn't do too well last week, but, you know, I mean, the scoreboard may not have told you everything, because San Francisco 49ers did do a pretty good job against Reggie Bush and Aaron Stecker. Obviously, Bush still a receiving threat, but let's move to Week 9. Jerry Snorwood, he hasn't even been getting the majority of the carries. If we look at overall on the season, 95 carries for work done, 47 for Jerry Snorwood. And the more I talk about this, the more it seems like, is it time to drop Jerry Snorwood off your roster? Ice Campbell.
I think it would be time. I mean, he should be able to run against the 49ers, because the 49ers line, both defensive and offensively, are struggling a lot. And Atlanta, they're not going to be able to pass against the Niners, so you can look for them to go to the ground game a lot more. But even though they're at home and they're favored by 3 points, which is basically a wash.
Right.
He's not going to have that much of a game, and you can get a lot better value with someone else.
Yeah, right. I mean, you pretty much said it right there. The Atlanta Falcons, I mean, you expect them, okay, well, they're playing against a good defense. Let's have them pass. Oh, wait, they have no one to pass to. Let's have them run. Oh, wait, they have no running backs. You know, they really have nowhere to go. I mean, no, I'm not going to say they're any worse than the San Francisco 49ers offense, because there's no way anyone can do that. But the Atlanta Falcons, not really too much going for them in that running game, and I'm surprised they're even giving Warwick Dunn any consideration at this point. He has one touchdown in the season, 3.1 per carry. Look at Jerry Snorwood, 47 carries, 5.8 per carry. Granted, a few of those are when he breaks loose, but if he's going to break loose, he has to get the ball. So give him the ball, and that's why the Falcons are struggling at this point. I mean, they've only won one game, and I think that's Bobby Petrino's fault. Now let's move really quickly to the rest of the chops. We have Jamal Lewis, of course, the running back against Cleveland. He's going up against the Seattle defense. We know it's vicious, so that pretty much speaks for itself. Let's get to the three wide receivers quickly. Laviernay Scholes, Marcos Colson, Devery Henderson. Laviernay Scholes, he had an injury. I mean, that's pretty simple why you wouldn't want to start him. He had an injury last game, and he says it's purely going to be based on if the doctors clear him to play. I think they have him listed as a game-time decision right now. Even if he plays, I don't think he's going to do too much. Marcos Colson had a good week last week, but tell me how he's going to fare against Rasheem Mathis and the Jacksonville defense.
Obviously not as well. He had a breakout game against the Niners, but this week, even though they're at home, Jacksonville Jaguars defense is just way too much for him, especially, you know, when he has Devery Henderson on the other side of the ball, and they could be splitting passes there, so he's not going to be getting as much. Yeah, and that's also the other receiver.
Yeah, speaking of Devery Henderson, he's the other chop, and for the same reasons you just said, he is not going to have a very good game. Let's move on to the tight end, Owen Daniels of Houston, and this guy's going up against the Oakland defense. And tight ends, you try to look for, you know, is the defense they're going up for, first of all, are they good? We know the Oakland defense is good, or they can be good if they try. And do they have good linebackers and safety? Of course, Oakland, we saw with, they have some of the fastest linebackers in the league, definitely can keep up with Owen Daniels, and definitely go to work against this, bruised Houston offense, thank you. And the Patriots defense is the chop for this week. Ice Campbell, tell me why they are the chop. It's pretty complicated.
Because they are going up against the only other undefeated team, which is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
The Indianapolis Colts are, besides the Patriots, the best team in the league. They have Peyton Manning, what else can you say? They got one of the best offenses in the league besides the Patriots right now, which are unstoppable. And it's going to be, you know, a back-and-forth game, and there's going to be a lot of points. So, I mean, you wouldn't really want to have the Patriots D when you could have...
Definitely not. You don't want to have a defense that's going to be involved in a shootout. Let's get to the drops, chops, and cops. Okay, the drops. Who do you want to drop off your lineup and why? It's going to be, you're going to want to drop off Trent Edwards because, of course, he's going to be out for, 2 to 3 weeks. And even when he comes back, Buffalo's not even going to be looking at doing much. They're not even going to be fighting for a playoff spot. I don't think he's going to do much. If you even want him, you can pick him up off the waiver wire when he comes back. Deshaun Wynn, of course, you have to drop him because he is on IR. Tatum Bell of the Detroit Lions. Kevin Jones is coming in for him, so he is not going to see very much action for the rest of the season. Maybe he'll spell Kevin Jones here and there, but this is mainly a passing offense, so backup running back won't do you too much. Kenny Watson, Cincinnati Bengals, he is injured, and Rudy Johnson coming back. Of course, as we've seen him in past years, Rudy Johnson doesn't give his backups very many carries. Craig Davis of the San Diego Chargers is another guy you can drop. Chris Chambers and Vincent Jackson are two wide receivers there. Plus, it's a run-first offense with LT, and Antonio Gates gets the majority of the carries anyway. So, if you had Craig Davis, now he's a slot receiver, go ahead and drop him. Robbie Gould, the kicker, call me crazy, but who many people thought was the number one kicker coming into this year, he is droppable. I mean, after all, he is a kicker, and a few guys you can pick up, maybe Phil Dawson of the Cleveland Browns, maybe Rob Baronis or Chris Brown of the Houston Texans or Tennessee Titans, and Robbie Gould, I mean, he's been missing kicks for the past two games, and last week he gave you negative points. I mean, at the very least, you want a kicker that's going to get you, 5 or 6 points a week. If this guy's giving you negatives, he's not something you need. It doesn't matter what you think of him. It's based on the actual points he gives you, and he's not doing much. So, Ice Campbell, give me the chops.
Chops, Sage Rosenfels from Houston.
Yes.
J.T. Lawson from the Buffalo Bills. Those are both quarterbacks. Running back Ryan Grant from Green Bay, and also running back Justin Fargas from Oakland.
Yeah, these are guys you might want to look up. I know on ESPN they've ranked Justin Fargas pretty high this week. I don't know that he's going to have 11 fantasy points, but he definitely has a good outlook for these coming games. Chris Henry coming back from suspension for the Cincinnati Bengals. Greg Jennings, wide receiver for Green Bay Packers. We saw him on Monday Night Football. It was the first play of overtime, and he took it to the house. So you know he's a threat. And of course, our San Francisco 49ers, the local team here in the Bay Area, along with the Oakland Raiders, but let's not mention them. San Francisco 49ers defense, this week a very favorable matchup against the Falcons. Of course, not as good as the Steelers, so they couldn't be a pop. But look out for the Niners defense. I know I picked them up in a couple leagues that I had the Patriots. So that is somewhere you might want to look for recourse. So, Ice Campbell, give me the cops. There's four of them, a quarterback, two running backs, and a defense.
All right, the quarterback, Jay Cutler from the Denver Broncos. We're looking for him. You got, for the running backs, D.D. Dorsey, Cincinnati Bengals, and running back...
I'll take this. It's Admin Chinobi Echimondu. Say it with me. Admin Chinobi.
Admin Chinobi.
Okay, you can just call him Joe, because that's what he's listed as in many sites. So, Joe Echimondu, he is the running back for Houston, originally on the Raiders. Right now he's injured, but when he comes back, he could be spelling Amon Green or Ron Dane. And give me the defense.
Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, now, of course, Colts defense, you're not going to want to do too much with them this week against that vicious Patriots offense. But the Colts defense, hey, call me crazy, but they're number two in the, or maybe even number one in pass defense in the NFL. So they could be a good pickup there. And, you know, in defense, the greater ones, the top-notch defenses, Ravens, Steelers, you know, those guys, they're going to create turnovers and get you points on touchdowns and stuff. But teams that don't allow points are also very valuable in fantasy. And so I'd like to thank you for listening. Today has been Thursday, November 1st. I have been Beast Child.
And I'm Campbell.
And this has been the Fantasy Football Week 9 Ops. Enjoy your fantasy football. Enjoy the NFL this weekend. Tomorrow, of course, coming back at you with the Week 9 preview for the NFL. All of my picks and predictions. And Ice Campbell, will you be joining me for that?
Yes, I will be. And thank God the St. Louis Rams have a bye week.
And thank God the Miami Dolphins have a bye week. By the way, you can check out Ice Campbell on champschlegel.com. Peace! That was it, and the fact controlled the steps, it's like this. Yeah, that was it. It's over. I'm sorry, but I'd like to thank you for listening to TWHOP, the half hour of power with Beast Child. This has been a Beast Child Media production for 2007. If you want to get in contact with the show, send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com or visit the almighty website, thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. So with that, I gotta get out of here, but just remember, it's what may be fantasy football, but TWHOP keeping it real. Peace out! The half hour of power.googlepages.com.